Mobility Devices AIDS, the U.S. Department of Transportation is responsible for developing and enforcing accessibility requirements for transit vehicles. Shuttle vehicles can accommodate the following mobility devices and wheelchairs. The four shuttle standards in the bulleted list below meet and exceed the minimum requirements of the DOT ADA regulations. Is a three or more wheeled device of the type that is designed for use by persons with mobility disabilities. Weighs no more than a maximum of 800 pounds when occupied. Pierce Transit bus, vehicle lifts, ramps can safely accommodate mobility device, user combination of up to a maximum of 800 pounds. Mobility devices exceeding the rated capacity of vehicle lifts or ramps may be denied access if they create safety or mechanical problems. The wheeled device and any attachments will be reasonably accommodated as long as it fits on the lift, within the securement area, and is a size that does not block an aisle or interfere with safe evacuation of passengers in an emergency. If you use a mobility aid or wheelchair, it is your responsibility to keep it in good working condition. It is your responsibility to make sure the wheels or other parts of your mobility device are not loose or broken, and that your battery is adequately charged. If we are unable to assist you to and from the vehicle due to a faulty mobility device, you may be refused transportation, and a supervisor will be sent to investigate the service delay and faulty mobility device. Wheelchair lifts make it possible to board wheelchairs in a safe manner. No one but the operator is permitted to operate the vehicle wheelchair lift or securement devices. Operators are not allowed to ride on the lift with customers. Pierce Transit operators are not permitted to operate or drive your powered mobility device for you. If you need this type of assistance, it is your responsibility to travel with APCA who can routinely provide this assistance for you when traveling. When traveling with your mobility device, be prepared for changing weather conditions. Operators are not allowed to negotiate a mobility device up or down more than one step.